Birth. The foreword. Virtually every ancient civilization records their version of the formation of planet Earth. They also speak of a universal flood, and no matter what age from which these ancient races spoke of their version of the future, they all look to this day. The 21st century was a time when there would be a grand division, a separation of the light from the darkness that would judge the Earth. Modern civilization decries this tradition. Our planet has been accessed by nearly every current society by air travel, high-speed internet, and global communications. We can meet and know of other peoples around the globe anytime we like. There are fewer secrets and fewer mysteries. That is to say, the pyramids have been studied, and those studies are available for everyone to read. The Bermuda Triangle has been filmed from beneath the surface, and those films are available for all to see with unfettered access. The impossible architecture of the Yucatan has been explored and explained from every possible viewpoint, and we are free to make up our own minds how those ancient engineers moved and carved and fitted stones of immovable weight and size without so much as a wheel. But there is still a mystery that remains unsolved, or at least the data that we have in hand seems to indicate an origin that we cannot accept as a people. It is clear now that we did not crawl forth from some primordial ooze. In all of our studies of fruit flies, bacteria, primates, and fowl throughout the entire process of natural selection, there is not a single example of one species jumping to another. There are no fish that become birds. There are no dogs that become horses. There are no reptiles that develop warm-blooded, upright-walking bodies. So what about creation? How did all these species come to be? As though that was not enough to boggle the mind, it is the presence of man that presents the greatest question. Sentient and full of spirit, how did man come to be? Well, by the time a reader makes his way through the books of Genesis, he is introduced to no fewer than five races of sentient beings, none of whom are from the earth. Gods, serpents, lower man, higher man, and Nephilim and their offspring are all explained, but their origin is not. Lower man is brought to earth to till the ground. Higher man is made from the dirt of the earth and has the breath of life instilled in him by God. 1,000 years later, his DNA is used to create a breedable female that is birthed by a surrogate mother on another world, raised to young adulthood and brought to earth at the end of the 6th day of creation. Then what happens? Well, according to the ancient records, mankind begins to divide himself into two ideologies. One race, the descendants of Adam's breeding with Eve, wants to follow God and try as much as possible to be like him so that they can know him. They are a creative race full of mercy, and they spontaneously obey the laws out of mercy and a longing for liberty and peace. To these people, the earth is like heaven, with challenge and room for growth. The other race, the descendants of Lucifer's encounter with Eve, seeks to destroy the other race and consume every ounce of bounty that they have created. They create nothing. Nations that allow this race to proliferate are plunged into turmoil, mayhem, and can be viewed from space as a dusty and unkept barnyard. Where there is a fence between them, it is easy to see. One side is lush and groomed and full of color and life and music and art. The other side is dark as night. Its streets are littered with windblown trash. The canals from its rivers are full of dead animals and trash and sewage because there is no room in their minds for anything but rage and jealousy and hatred. To these people, Earth is like hell. It is torture and conflict, betrayal and mistrust. It is a massive movement ready to swarm over the earth like locusts, waiting for the right signal from nature to do so. If it is green, they want it to wither and die for want of water, or to be trampled under the feet of soldiers or the refugees they generate. If it is alive, they want to enslave it, rape it, and eventually find a reason to kill it. They follow a dark and sadistic imaginary deity by which they justify their lifestyle. They know the higher race will generate more than enough for them to consume, and they know they can defecate where they sleep and urinate where they eat, and as long as they die in the battle to kill infidels, they will be transported to heaven with great reward. The planet Earth is much like the people upon it. There are two races of people with different energies. There are two Earths as well. The higher Earth had the Adamic race upon it up to the generation of Noah. It was a higher energy, some call spiritual energy. The lower Earth had the generations of Lucifer. It was made of a lower energy, some call temporal energy. During the flood, these two Earths merged, like the human body merged with a spirit. It is two types of energy occupying the same space at the same time. The Earth is made of these two energies occupying the same space, in space and time. One day they will come apart, just as the spirit leaves the body when its time in mortality is done. That day is upon us. That day, foreseen by every ancient race, is now. This book is the true story, with some characters and some action, but nevertheless true. The characters are representative, but they are real. Every effort has been made to entertain, but also to leave you with a lesson that it is true. All those races from the book of Genesis are here, once again. The struggle for dominance and control of the creation of man and the earth is real. And both sides are playing by the rules and for keeps. Billions of souls are at stake. Planet Earth is the center battle of the universe, according to the ancient record. The results of this war between light and darkness will affect the entire universe. There is nowhere for you to hide. There is no escape. You chose to be here at this time for a reason. This book will make you aware of that reason again. Hopefully, it will do it before it is too late.